The Czech Republic's national football team defeated Euro 2012 co-hosts Poland in their last group stage game on Saturday to surprisingly emerge as winners of Group A. After a disappointing start to the tournament against Russia, the Czech team gained momentum and beat both Greece and Poland, advancing to the quarterfinals where they'll play Portugal on Thursday. However, the injured Czech captain Tomáš Rosický's participation in the game is uncertain. It was an all-out game between the Czech Republic and Poland in Wroclaw on Saturday. The Poles needed to win to avoid an early end at the Euro 2012 tournament, while the Czechs, under certain circumstances, could do with a tie. The tournament co-host Poles had an amazing start and were very close to scoring as the Czech defense barely managed to stop Polish attacks. The Czechs, with Daniel Kolář instead of injured playmaker Tomáš Rosický, were moreover quite clueless in attack, where their long passes more often than not failed to find the lone striker Milan Baroš. But the Czechs survived the first half without conceding a goal and gradually came to dominate the play in the second half. The decision came with some 20 minutes to go when defender Tomáš Hipšman won the ball and sent Milan Baroš onto the break. Baroš kept the ball before passing it to Petr Jiráček, who cut inside and found the net beyond the Polish goalkeeper.
It was a great pass from Tomáš Hipšman. I just received the ball and found myself alone in front of the goalkeeper. I wanted to place it near the further post, which I did. The goalie touched the ball, but fortunately it went in. I needed a moment like this, and I'm glad I was able to help the team.
The desperate Poles made some last-minute efforts to equalize, and their biggest opportunity came in the last minute of overtime. But Michal Kadlec cleared off the shot by Poland's Jakub Blaszczykowski to save the win for the Czechs. Czech goalkeeper Petr Čech said he believed the shot was not a real threat anyway.
It went wide, I think it was. It went wide because when I turned back, I saw the ball going wide, and I really believed that that it was wide. But then obviously we cleared it, and we did well.
Team captain Tomáš Rosický, whose absence due to a foot injury was notable mainly in the first half, said the Czechs learned a lot from Euro qualifying when the team played with no margin for error.
Maybe the hard way what we took in the qualification paid off for us because, as you could see, for example, today. In the second half, we stayed very calm and we are there and we are very happy.
Saturday's win was the second victory for the Czechs, who stunned Greece in their second group stage appearance at Euro 2012 on Tuesday, when Petr Jiráček scored in the third minute, equaling the mark for the third fastest goal at European Championships. The victory against Poland also seems to have reconciled the demanding Czech fans with their team, especially with striker Milan Baroš and manager Michal Bílek, both of whom were jeered in the previous games. Milan Baroš had this to say.
I would just like to say one thing. I want to thank all of those who believed in us throughout the qualification and this tournament and did not turn their backs on us. This victory belongs to those very few who believed in us, and I thank them for it.
On Thursday, the Czechs will face Portugal for a spot in the tournament semi-finals. But Czech team captain Tomáš Rosický's participation in the game is uncertain. On Sunday, the Arsenal midfielder left for Prague to receive treatment of his injured Achilles tendon. Rosický should rejoin the national side on Tuesday, which is also when the team managers should know whether he'll play or not.